Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey, everybody. Scott Johnson here for Diary of a Cartoonist. We're doing something a little bit different today. Normally, sort of a lot of random stuff, you know, talking about what's going on in my life, what's going on with the family, how the dogs are doing, you know, boring stuff like that. And that's fine normally, but today I'm going to do something a little bit different. I've been working on a couple of books sort of simultaneously. Never written like a full book or even a large short story or novel or anything before, but I've had a lot of great ideas over the years. At least I think they're good ideas. And I thought what I'd do today is share chapter one of one I'm working on. I don't have a title for the book yet, but it is a book that I started working on, and I thought maybe you would enjoy it. If you like fiction, if you like a little science fiction, if you like a little post-apocalyptic combo there, you might like this. I don't know. You're going to have to listen to it and find out and tell me what you think. I actually have three chapters of this thing that are kind of in read-ready format, so I could, in theory, do parts two and three at some point. But we'll just start with this, see what you guys think, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So check it out. This is chapter one, and let me know. Chapter one, the transaction.
That'd be a fair price, tall one, a fair price. You can trust old Skimmer, you can. Best deal in the Eastern Sands, Skimmer never lies.
Skimmer always lied. Wynn knew this. He also knew that Skimmer referred to everyone as tall one. Compared to this wretched salesman, everyone was a tall one. The squat junk merchant hunched over his wares, rubbing the stump that used to be his left hand with his right. His weight shifted nervously from one foot to the other, making the rotting wood pallets beneath his feet creak. Wynn found this more trying by the second. He looked down on the oily huckster with a sour expression. He might be able to find what he needed from some other godforsaken corner of the waste, but he couldn't decide what he lacked more of, time or the motivation. "I'll give you 10 for both power cells," he said.
10, Skimmer barked from his chapped, misshapen mouth. No, not 10, not enough.
Skimmer must have more. He does. Never 10. His bulging eyes darted from his ruined limb to the floor and back again. He thrust the stump up toward Wynn like a huge mutant finger.
25 each and not less. Best deal in the Eastern Sands.
This time without much of a smile. Wynn looked at Skimmer blankly. The merchant resumed his nervous stump rubbing, eyes wandering about the tent nervously, waiting for Wynn to accept his terms. Fine, 25. But for both of them, and not a shard more. Skimmer stared back, mouth hung open. Wynn could almost see his addled mind processing his counteroffer.
Okay, this I do only for you, tall one. Special price only for you. Best deal in the Eastern Sands,
the twisted grin returned. Wynn reached into the inner pocket of his tattered shoulder pack and pulled out a handful of rusty shards, thin, uneven, jagged strips of old metal, torn from dead machines 1,000 years ago. Machines left to rust and rot in the endless cycle of sun and storm. 25, Wynn said bitterly as he counted them out and placed them on the squalid table before him. Pack them up, Skimmer. This has been a real treat, but I need to get out of here before the next blinder hits. Skimmer looked blankly at the open leather bag. You have seeds. Wind froze and tightened. What? In your bag? There are seeds in your bag, Skimmer replied flatly. You don't know shit about what's in my bag, Wind barked, slapping the flap shut and yanking it around his right side. Just hand over the cells. You have your money. Skimmer put his dirty, thick fingers in his mouth and whistled. Damn it, Skimmer, if you don't give me my cells right now, by the founders, I swear I'll... The light in the tent suddenly fluttered all around them as two of Skimmer's men entered, eclipsing the sun from the flap. They stood just outside of Wynn's vision, but he knew right where they were. Without even as much as a blink or a breath, his hands did their dirty, dark work. With effortless swiftness, he pulled the concealed shivs from leather straps tied to each of his legs, his hands working so quickly that none in the tent could react. One blade entered just under the jaw of the thug on the left, while the other slammed deeply into the face of the goon on the right. The blade blasted its way between the man's upper lip and nose with such force that it sent bloody teeth clattering like unlucky dice. The one to his left pulled the trigger on his crossbow aimlessly and fired a bolt into Skimmer's table with a thud. Wynn yanked his weapons from the men and watched them crumble to the floor just ahead of where he stood, blood pumping from their fatal wounds, creating glowing pools of dark beneath them. Skimmer defensively held out his stump, shaking it wildly. Please, tall one, no, please! Skimmer is your friend! Wynn leapt onto the panicked merchant before he could finish his words and slammed him into the makeshift wooden floor, sending much of Skimmer's meager inventory crashing. He crouched over the quivering peddler, with blood-painted shivs crossed at his ruddy throat. He could hear his own leathers creak and pop as he leaned in, and he could smell Skimmer's terror mingled with the rest of his wretched stink. All you had to do, Wynn's breath was coming in harsh, rapid waves, was give me what I paid for. Skimmer saw seeds, tall one. This is rare, so very rare indeed. I only want to touch them, to keep a few, perhaps. We can find a deal. Skimmer can always find a deal. Wynn didn't answer. There were a few moments of silence. Skimmer began to acquire the look of a man who was sure he had once again struck a bargain and would come away lucky. It would be the final expression Skimmer the junk merchant would ever make in this life. Wynn's blade slashed through the fatty neck, an eruption of blood billowing from the swindler like black oil. Wynn stood, shoving the blades back into their harness, staggering back and away from the gurgling man. A few ragged gasps, and that was it for old Skimmer. Wynn glanced around the carnage, still breathing heavy from the effort, and wiped his sweat from his eyes. How could he have been so careless to give anyone a glance at those seeds? Those damned seeds. Men would kill for those seeds. Men had already died for those seeds. Add three more, he thought to himself, frowning. There was no sense in spending more time in this place than he had to. More of Skimmer's people would come, and he didn't want to be there when they arrived. He slid the shards off the table and back into his bag, reached around the rear of the table and grabbed his power cells he'd come here for, and made for the tent opening.